From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Barack Obama chose to sign in private today a $410 billion omnibus spending bill that keeps the federal government in business through September. Nearly 9,000 individual projects known as earmarks were included in the measure, and the president called on Congress to follow new procedures with future earmarks. More from NPR's David Wellner.
As a candidate, President Obama promised to scrutinize earmarks line by line in spending bills, but his aides called this 5 months overdue omnibus spending bill last year's business. Mr. Obama ignored Republicans' calls to veto the bill.
I am signing an imperfect omnibus bill because it's necessary for the ongoing functions of government, and we have a lot more work to do.
The president said lawmakers are within their right to seek earmarks, but he called on them to post their earmark requests on their websites to have them scrutinized in public hearings and to require competitive bidding on all earmarks going to for-profit contractors. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
NPR has learned the president will name Dr. Margaret Hamburg as the next commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. Hamburg, a public health and bioterrorism expert, served as New York City's health commissioner for 6 years. If confirmed by the Senate, Hamburg will face a number of challenges at the agency, which has come under fire in recent years for lax enforcement of food and drug safety regulations. The White House has not made the nomination official yet and would not confirm or deny that Hamburg is the selection. The FBI, state, and scores of local police departments are investigating a series of shootings in two rural Alabama counties yesterday. 28-year-old Michael McClendon killed 10 people before killing himself. From Dothan, Alabama, NPR's Kathy Lohr has more.
Alabama State Trooper Kevin Cook says McClendon was briefly employed as a police officer in Sampson, Alabama, but failed to complete the required training at the police academy. And Cook says he intended to inflict a lot of damage.
McClendon was armed with two assault rifles, an SKS, and a Bushmaster, using high-capacity magazines taped together, a shotgun, and a .38 caliber handgun. At this time, we believe that he fired in excess of 200 rounds during the assault.
A local district attorney says McClendon was keeping a list of people who had, quote, done him wrong. Reportedly on that list were a food processing company where the gunman quit his job last week, and Reliable Metals, where McClendon had worked in 2003 and where he ultimately killed himself. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Dothan, Alabama.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said today the global recession is deepening, and he called for strong action on the part of major nations to combat the downturn. Geithner briefed President Barack Obama ahead of his trip to Britain for talks with the finance ministers of the 20 advanced and developing nations. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up just over 3 points to end the session at 6,930. The NASDAQ was up 13 points today. This is NPR. A court in Italy has thrown out charges against more than two dozen Americans accused of involvement in the alleged CIA kidnapping of an Egyptian terror suspect in Milan in 2003. The ruling by Italy's highest court sides with the government in saying prosecutors used classified information to build the case against 26 defendants and threw out some of the key evidence on which the indictment was based. A state lawyer said that means prosecutors will either have to seek new indictments based on remaining evidence or reopen their investigation. Pope Benedict XVI has written a highly personal letter to the world's bishops acknowledging Vatican mishandling of the case of a Holocaust-denying bishop and warning against the danger of internal disputes within the church. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports.
The Vatican will officially release the letter tomorrow, but portions have already been quoted by bloggers and the Italian media. It's rare in church history for a pope to feel compelled to explain his actions, actions which strained Catholic-Jewish relations and drew sharp criticism from many Catholics. The letter follows Benedict's lifting of the excommunication of four schismatic bishops, including Richard Williamson, whose Holocaust-denying statements had been circulating on YouTube. According to media reports, the Pope says in his letter that he has learned the lesson and that in the future the Vatican must pay more attention to the Internet as a source of information. The most anguished parts of the letter allegedly refer to the storm of vehemence unleashed by the affair, which he said hurt him deeply, particularly the criticism that came from Catholics. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures fell $3.38 a barrel to close at $42.33 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.